Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real for a minute. Ever feel like you're on a constant roller coaster of wanting that next hit of something? Whether it's scrolling through social media, checking emails, or indulging in that second slice of pizza, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of dopamine, that magical neurotransmitter that makes us feel good. But here's the catch. Too much of a good thing can become a bad thing, leading to cravings, addiction, and even hindering our focus. It's like that delicious but super sugary dessert. One bite is heavenly, but too many? You're left feeling sluggish and craving more. So, how do we navigate this dopamine minefield and reclaim control over our lives? First things first, let's understand what dopamine actually does. Picture it as your brain's reward system, a little chemical messenger that gets released when you experience something pleasurable. Think about the feeling of achieving a goal, crushing that workout, or even just enjoying a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. That's dopamine at work, making everything feel good and motivating us to repeat those actions. But here's where it gets tricky. Our brains are super adaptable creatures. When we constantly bombard ourselves with quick hits of pleasure, think endless scrolling, instant gratification from notifications, or even addictive substances, our dopamine receptors become desensitized. They need more and more stimulation to achieve the same feeling of reward, leading to a vicious cycle of cravings and dependence. It's like training your brain to crave instant rewards, leaving it less satisfied with natural sources of joy and fulfillment. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next dopamine hit? You know that feeling when you finish a task and immediately reach for your phone, even though there's nothing pressing? That's your brain demanding more stimulation, seeking that quick reward fix. So what can we do about it? We need to retrain our brains to appreciate the slow burn of natural rewards, the joy of a meaningful conversation, the satisfaction of tackling a challenging task, or simply savoring a quiet moment of peace. It's about cultivating mindfulness and appreciating the little things that bring genuine happiness. Think about it like building a muscle. The more you consciously choose activities that promote long-term well-being, spending time in nature, engaging in creative pursuits, connecting with loved ones, the stronger your dopamine system becomes. You start craving those natural rewards more than the fleeting satisfaction of instant gratification. Let's say you're struggling with social media addiction. You find yourself endlessly scrolling, comparing yourself to others, and feeling a sense of emptiness even after hours online. It's like that friend who calls constantly, draining your energy instead of nourishing your soul. Here's where the dopamine science comes in. Every time you get a notification, like, or comment, it triggers a surge of dopamine, that instant reward feeling. But this constant stimulation leaves you craving more, creating a vicious cycle that pulls you deeper into the digital abyss. Instead, what if you tried setting aside dedicated digital detox periods? Even just 30 minutes a day can make a difference. Use that time to engage in activities that bring you genuine joy, reading a book, taking a walk, having a meaningful conversation with a loved one. By consciously choosing these alternative rewards, you're rewiring your brain to find pleasure in offline experiences and break the cycle of dopamine-driven scrolling. So, remember, understanding the science of dopamine is key to regaining control over our lives. We're not wired for constant stimulation, we thrive on balance and genuine connection. By making conscious choices, prioritizing real-life rewards, and practicing mindfulness, we can reclaim our focus, break free from addiction, and ultimately lead more fulfilling lives. That's it for today's episode, folks. I hope you found this deep dive into dopamine helpful. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, and experiences in the comments below. And if you want more tips and insights on navigating the world of digital distraction and reclaiming your focus, be sure to subscribe and join me next time for another episode of Dopamine Damage Control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.